You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
Full solutions for sale. Interview with Jorge Stanley from the Movement of the Kuna Youth, Panama. Full solutions promoted by international agencies to climate change are defined as a silent appropriation by Jose Stanley, member of the Kuna indigenous communities. The developed countries sell that magical solution. They invest large sums of money to continue polluting with their industries and their consumption levels, and that obviously affects us, Jorge Stanley told Real World Radio. Mani is also the representative of the native peoples of the FAO's International Planning Committee for Food Sovereignty. In that capacity, he participated in the latest regional consultation on the use of ownership of land and other natural resources held in Brasilia. In the Kunas territories under the Panamanian state jurisdiction, forestation plans have been implemented, such as carbon capture, which is a big environmental business, supported even by the United Nations. He said, quote, "This has changed the form of consumption in our communities. Many people think we are dealing with money, but actually that money is a compensation for what is really happening, expropriation," end quote. Mining, big hydroelectric dams, expensive tourism, military bases to control social movements are part of the same scheme of occupying the state's sovereignty and of the sum of economic and military force to make the international capitalist system sustainable. The Kunas believe climate change is a crossroads since they live in islands. The Caribbean sea tide is growing and several communities will have to return to firm land, which implies a huge cultural change. He said, quote, "The international politics have pushed for Panama to be a pilot country in the implementation of carbon capture mechanisms, for example, which has prevented many of our communities from using the land in a sustainable way, as they have done for thousands of years. There are places where people are starving because the population cannot produce. This base in Brasilia has been useful to share this information to understand each other a little more. We hope that these guidelines will be binding and that they are enforced by the governments," end quote.
You're listening to Real World News.